It's Hank FM. And
this is why we can't have nice things.
Why we can't have nice things. Ah, collecting those that are not good at being bad. We'll start in Florida, as is often the case. And we have a Pasco County, Florida man in deep trouble. The suspect, Corey Savage, evidently entered his neighbor's home multiple times and subsequently stole a $10,000 toy collection.
What?
From his neighbor's house. He was able to do this because Corey Savage's neighbor was already in jail. And so while the house was being unattended to, he just waltzed on in a couple times and ended up, value
sounds
of
like
about
a great neighborhood.
$10,000 worth of collectibles was stolen. But Savage, not the macho man, was caught because he was selling the toys on Facebook Marketplace and now is facing grand theft charges. Witnesses saw him also loading the stolen items. He evidently wasn't too discreet about the whole thing right there.
Did you just call them toys?
Well, the guy did. And look where he's at now.
Dum, 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 dum.
Oh, yeah.
So there's bad fees, there's worse fees, and then there is the complaint department fee. We may want to get the little buzzer thing ready. A guy in Indiana ordering a Miller Lite while out to dinner. The waitress then gave him a Bud Light. Couldn't undo the situation because the beer had already been opened. So she gave him the Bud Light for free and got him the Miller Lite. But then added on a fee, certain naughty name fee of $5. The receipt has now gone viral. And the saddest part is the original guy who ordered the beer wasn't going to say anything. It's no big deal. A beer is a beer. However, his friend pointed out the mistake, and here we are in life.
Because somebody complained there's a $5 extra charge on the bill?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Oh, wow. That could get really pricey for some people.
Where is your manager?
I need to check my receipts more often.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let us go back to Florida. And police in Florida pulled over a vehicle this past Friday, that was flying down the road 105 miles per hour in a 45. And it turns out she had a place to be. Well, it was a male driver, but it was the passenger that was the subject of the whole thing, as that was a bride-to-be on her way to her wedding. Got pulled over.
Whose wedding is it?
It's mine.
What time is it?
It's 2:30.
Where at?
In Stewart at the courthouse.
Hey, you're already late.
Already late.
Time to get
a just give me a minute. I'll let you take her, but I'm going to give you a court date. It's a mandatory court appearance.
Thank you.
All right.
I mean, they got a ticket, but going 105 and not being carted off to jail, that's a slap on the wrist right there.
Mm-hmm.
So she was already 15 minutes late to her own wedding, and then that on top of it. So, and it has a pending court date. The driver was a guest, not the groom. No word is how the wedding went or anything like that, but sounds like that groom got a winner.
Dum, 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 dum.
So what does a bitter ex-girlfriend really smell like? Well, it's not vodka or Virginia Slims. But how about Hershey's chocolate syrup? A woman in Wichita Falls arrested for pouring the topping, into a man's gas tank and admits, "I was paid to do it." She's now facing charges of criminal mischief.
She's paid to do it?
Yeah, apparently you can buy anything on the internet.
Is it now a conspiracy then?
Oh.
Wichita Falls.
You just be
in Wichita Falls.
Dum, dum, dum,
be nice. We love you. This is bad timing. This past week in Illinois, we had another semi that's burst into flames. Nobody was injured. That's good. The semi was destroyed, and so was its cargo, roughly to the tune of $114,000 worth, 24,000 pounds of eggs are now gone.
Oh, dear.
It's unclear what caused the blaze, but the driver said he, quote, heard a noise coming from the back before the fire broke out. That was weird. Either way, That's not going to help the egg thing. In a horrible time of year. Dum, 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 dum.
So it's tough to stay focused when you're in the middle of a mean game of tennis. Just ask Harriet Dart. She was smack dab in the middle of a match. She called over the umpire to complain about her stinky opponent. Yeah, he ignored Harriet's request to have Lois Boisson put on some deodorant. And poor Harriet then lost the match and later apologized for her remarks.
I mean,
she stinks.
I mean,
it's stinky. I can't play.
Tennis court's decent size. It's not like they're ever.
Yeah. A lot of wafting over there.
Well, she was from France, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We certainly always have a. I mean, games can get smelly.
Sink or float.
Sink or float can do that.
Dum, 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 dum.
And then finally, police in Washington State are getting ready for a new initiative. This is Bellevue, just outside of the Seattle area. And I've never seen this coming from an actual police department, but this was sent by the Southwest Precinct Crime Prevention Coordinator, Jennifer Satterwhite.
Okay.
Because as we're celebrating Easter this weekend, there's also WrestleMania, prom weekend. It's also 420.
Oh, dear.
And it reads as follows. The SPD training unit will be hosting a DUI green lab coming up. We are looking for volunteers, 21 and over, to consume marijuana and allow officers to practice standard field sobriety tests on them.
What?
This is a great opportunity for officers to learn. It's a training measure for the officers to learn from consumers in a controlled environment. Volunteers will consume in whatever they prefer and will be paired up with an officer who will observe changes over time and run some basic tests. Simulate DUI
tests. This has got to be a trap, right?
The volunteers. Oh, I love a punchline when it comes so early. We ask volunteers to provide their own product. But we will provide lunch and snacks. It's definitely a trap.
Dum,
it's
dum,
gotta
dum,
be a trap.
Dum, 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 dum.
Bro.